The other day, I asked my son to tell me about the last story that he read, and he went on to tell me everything that happened, from the beginning to the end, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. How is he able to remember everything that happens in a story? So I want to find out a little bit more about that. Hey, Niam.
Hello.
Hey, can you do me a favor? I would love it if you could tell me about the last story that you read.
The last story I read was Sparks.
Well, tell me, what happened? From the beginning to the end, tell me the story.
So, basically, the beginning was two cats in a dog suit saving the day. The first problem was a baby got stuck in a well, and a dog came and rescued the baby out of the well, and when they figure out how to deal with the situation, they return back to their home and depart the dog suit and eat.
Wow. So you told me about the problem, and you told me about how it was solved. How did you remember all that?
Well, I've been reading this story a lot. It's one of my favorite books, actually.
Okay, good. Thank you for sharing with me. So it seems that for some children, like my son, reading a story over and over again is really important, helping them remember the details. But what about children who aren't interested in reading a story over again? How can we as teachers help connect them to the story? Now, I'm thinking about how children get engaged in a story. I am really intrigued by the reader response theory that is posed in the article, The Picture of Reading by Pirro. He sets the stage for teachers to engage readers in a way where they are looking at pictures and identifying everything in the picture and reading aloud a description of the painting after the students have identified what they see. And then it's important for the teacher to help describe what's going on and maybe point out anything that students would not necessarily see in the picture or understand themselves. And then it's up to the students to kind of evaluate what they think's going on in the picture. And how can this help students become better readers or even become engaged readers? Well, when students can see what they're about to read, they have buy-in and they're more engaged as they are reading the story. They may recognize something that they saw in a picture. Now, I want to go back to my son for a minute because he shared with me a story that he likes to read. And one of the questions I asked him was, how do you remember the story so well? Well, let's just say my son loves graphic novels. Most of the books that he reads has pictures in it. And I think it's a great way for students, readers, to become engaged in the story. They get to see what's going on as they are reading a story. And not only that, They're looking at the pictures, they're matching it with the action in the words, and they are painting a picture in their head and also reckoning that with what's going on the page. A lot of teachers, though, are not excited about graphic novels in the classroom because there are so many pictures, but yet our students learn how to read by looking at pictures. Most of the first books that children have are picture books. We don't start out by giving them books with just text, do we? No. The Pirro article speaks about how early, in the early centuries of this country and before, pictures were used to tell a story, and students would have the knowledge of this picture and be able to tell the story that is going on. And this was literacy at that time. So why not invest in more graphic novels into the classroom to help build literacy for our students? I want to leave you guys with this, and it's a sentiment that came from the book Unspun by Jackson and Jamison. And on page 52, they write, "Pictures tend to overpower spoken words. It's just the way we human beings are wired." So if pictures have the ability to be stronger than words are, then why aren't more teachers using pictures, portraits, and graphic novels to teach kids reading? And then not only teach them how to read, to help them keep the love of reading and become engaged readers. We really need to start thinking more about how we can incorporate more pictures into reading class with our students. And if we do so, maybe we can have more people think of books as eye candy instead of something more of a chore.